Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And in Michigan...
Oh, I have that in front of me. I got their schedule.
Yeah, their first game,
ECU, exclusively on Peacock. So now, if you're trying to see the future national champs in their first game.
Well, see, here's where state fans will. Why does Michigan get ECU? And they're putting one of our best games on Peacock. I don't know. You know what? That's the price of doing business.
Well, in all reality, let's be honest. Real. Michigan fans are going to want to watch that game just as much as state fans are going to want to watch the Washington game.
Right. But I would simply say this. Let's be real. There was no Michigan non-conference game that was worth a damn.
No. I mean, so they released that September 2nd, noon Peacock.
That was probably the best known. Who else they played? The best known team.
UNLV the following week, 3:30 on CBS.
Larry Johnson and Anderson Hunt ain't suiting up for them.
I'll be curious to hear the announcing crew for that team. Is it going to be the Gary Danielsons?
And they may just double dip and get John Jansen and Doug Karsh and be like, yeah, we don't care, guys.
And then they follow that up a week later, night game, 7:30, Big Ten Network, Bowling Green. Yeah. The following week, they start their Big Ten slate with a game at home, all four games at home. Against Rutgers, that's a noon game. That's TBD. They have not announced a network.
Oh, you know who wants to get that.
And then they announced the Penn State game, November 11th, which we had already basically assumed it was going to be a noon kick, and that's exactly what it is on Fox.
That's at Penn State. Now, if you ever wanted to be upset, that's the game to be upset about because Penn State, the whiteout in the day is not the same as the whiteout at night.
No, it's special at night.
Right.
So that one hurts as just a football fan to watch that entire scene go on. And then finally, Big Ten title game, December 2nd, 8 p.m. Fox. That's also on their schedule that they released.
Those bastards really put the Big Ten title game. Are you serious? Evan, you're...
There it is.
Wow. They really...
So
yeah, you know what? I can't see how that can backfire on them.
It can't. Well, ESPN wrote an article today talking about September and what to look for in the early games, and the last paragraph was about Michigan and essentially saying Michigan can't afford to lose any games this year if they want to make the college football playoff because their schedule is so weak.
Yeah.
So you got three big games on your schedule. It's Michigan State. Say what you want about the Spartans, but it's always going to be huge. You got Penn State and Ohio State. You can't afford to lose anything. You can't slip up. And you know what? Great. That's awesome for Michigan fans, isn't it? To have high expectations.
It is.
That are realistic at the same time.
A little arrogance because, yeah, if anything happens and you don't go.
Let me see if Ohio State did the same thing.
I got to have a feeling that somehow or another, that tweet will get deleted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's something you probably need to screenshot now in case things go south, because kind of like Shimmy Schimbeckler's account, stuff will just get deleted.
Jeez. Talk about a horrible, horrible. Yeah. Okay, so here's Ohio State and what they did.
Did they do the same?
Nope, they got at Indiana versus Youngstown versus Western Kentucky versus Maryland, and that's it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's ballsy.
Yeah, that is very ballsy. But yes, it's going to be a couple games streaming exclusively on Peacock for Michigan. It's opening week against the East Carolina Pirates. For Michigan State, it's week 3, 5 o'clock kickoff between is the Michigan game noon?
It is.
5 o'clock kickoff against Washington. Michael Penix comes to Spartan Stadium. It's going to be a 5 o'clock game exclusively on Peacock. Evan will be there, so I can't sit here and be all upset and outraged.
Yeah, and I'll be streaming it on Peacock at the same time.
And yeah, it's just how it is. And yeah, if you don't like it, if you like college football, you're probably going to want to get the Peacock app because that's just
Really.
And I want to say that's going to be an NFL game too. Is going to be on Peacock.
Yeah, they're streaming something. But the more and more I think about it, man, you really do need cable this day and age. I mean, if you're trying to stream the Fox games, you need to log into your cable provider. If you're trying to stream the CBS games, they're free through their app. Yeah, but you need the subscription base. So, I mean, we're in a different world of college football, and it's surprise to none. We're in the world where it's pay-per-view.
It is. So that's what's going on. That news just came out.